Welcome to the All Bodies Nutrition Podcast. I am your host, Delaney Agresta, and I am a weight-inclusive registered dietitian. I started this podcast to help people like you heal their relationship with their bodies and food. Each week, there is a new episode that talks about different topics surrounding eating disorder recovery, diet culture, weight inclusivity, and more. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the All Bodies Nutrition Podcast. This is your host, Delaney, and as always, I am always so grateful to have you here with me today. I am so excited for this week's episode. Well, I am always excited for every week's episode, but this week is not only a friend of mine, but it is a returning guest, and I will get into that in a second, but just a few housekeeping things before we get into it. So I know that I said that this month's episodes will be released on Sunday mornings, but it turns out I believe that Monday seems to be working better for you guys and for me. I know many of you listen to the episode on your way to work Monday mornings, so I'm switching that for now. So I will continue to listen to your guys' feedback because that's important to me, because ultimately I wouldn't be doing this without you guys, so I just wanted to let you guys know about that also. Secondly, I am still reviewing and accepting applications to enroll new patients to work with me one-on-one in the spring. So if you are interested in working with me in terms of general health and wellness from a weight neutral standpoint, eating disorder recovery, disordered eating recovery, things along those lines, head to the show notes and apply using the link that's listed in there. If you have any other questions, you can send me an email. Again, that is also listed in the show notes. It is all.bodies.nutrition@gmail.com. And lastly, if you enjoy this episode or any of the other episodes of the All Bodies Nutrition Podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really helps me and my small business grow and allows more eyes to see these episodes. So I appreciate your continued support. So now let's get into the episode. So I'm so glad to have back my friend and content creator, plus size model. She does it all. Her name is JoJo, and you can find her on TikTok or Instagram at I am JoJo Hadid. I am so excited for this episode. It's so fun. We're talking about being in our wellness girly era, and I think you guys will really enjoy this episode. So thank you guys for listening, and let's get into the episode. JoJo, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be with you again.
I love it so much. And we were obviously talking before recording, so we talked about a lot of stuff, some of which I don't think we're going to talk about on here because we're going to try and stick to the scripts.
we don't want to talk about car leases.
And the stressed out how, like, I'm like, if I just don't pay my student loan payment, what happens? Like, honestly, Apple doesn't pay taxes. Like, no one else pays taxes. So I pay my taxes. Why can't I just, like, not pay my, I mean, I pay my private student loans, but the government situation.
If we want to go on a student loan rant, I'm going to tell you that nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Just stop paying.
Nothing's happened so far.
See, you're fine. You're fine.
So I'm so excited. So you came on the podcast. I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I know. Insane. Thankfully, our faces haven't aged, which we're going to talk a little about.
Thank you to our skincare regimens.
Love it so much. And so something that I really like that you do, and like, you do a lot of really cool things on your social media pages, but I love how in the start of this year, you really wanted to focus on like your wellness girly era. And I think...
I think for me, I was trying to find ways to improve my life that did not involve my body. I wanted to make myself feel good in new ways and find ways to make me happy and live a more fruitful life, live a more positive life, have a more positive mindset. And so I kind of immersed myself all of last year into this kind of wellness community. And it's super overwhelming. And I think I've talked about this before, that when you're first getting into wellness, it is super overwhelming because there's so much information. And being able to spend all of last year really just honing in on what works for me, what makes me feel good, but also learning to let it go when it becomes stressful. So, you have a morning routine. I feel like every wellness person, doctor, influencer, they're always very like, you should have a morning routine every day that you stick to. And I totally agree with that. But also, I've kind of gone to the nth degree where I'm doing so much stuff that it's actually causing more stress to my life. And then kind of just figuring out, what's the balance that works for me? And what are the few things that I have had the most change, and positive reactions from? So it's been really fun, and I feel very knowledgeable on the topic now.
Which I love so much. So now that you've kind of figured out what is like, what are the musts for you in like the morning? What would you say? Like, give us like a little, like, pretend like you're giving us a day in the morning of you.
Yeah, let's do a little morning routine. So let's just all close our eyes. Imagine that we're waking up, the birds are chirping, the sun is out. I know it hasn't been out in a while, so we're just going to pretend. And for me, I love to wake up with the sun. I don't set an alarm. I like to just live within my circadian rhythms, however that feels. But during the winter time, it's been so dark and gloomy, and I feel like this has been a really tough winter in New York, especially. So the first thing that I'm gonna recommend is my lofty lamp. So I've talked a lot about my lamp on my Instagram. If you don't follow me on my Instagram, it's at I am Jojo Hadid. On my highlights, you will see the lamp saga from Christmas. So the lofty lamp is essentially it's an alarmless lamp, so you can wake up with natural light. So in the morning, it actually does a sunrise at the time that you choose, and then it does a sunset at the bedtime that you choose. So it's all goes with your circadian rhythm, the times that you want to wake up. And for me, that's been such a game changer. I think people do like the hatch, the happy light, but it's really waking up with natural light. So I'm not waking up with an alarm. I'm feeling good. I'm not starting the morning stressed out. I think a morning routine is all about obviously keeping your cortisol levels low, keeping stress low, and really being able to wake up with as open of a mind as you can. So my lofty lamp is an essential, and I really just call her lamp because she's just a person in my life at this point. She's my daughter.
Love it
And
so
then
much.
after I've It's actually ridiculous. It's become an ongoing joke, but
What made you get that over like the hatch alarm? Because you see the hatch alarm everywhere.
so for me, what I was really looking for was a red light. So red light actually helps to regulate your nervous system. It's great before bed, just to reduce any blue light rays around you. It helps to just really calm everything, and red light actually puts you to sleep. So before I go to bed, I do keep my red light lamp on all night long. So even if I'm watching TV in bed at like 7 p.m. or something, I'll just keep my red light to the side just so that the whole room, there's a vibe and it's calming me down. But then I have a hard set, like this is the time that the TV goes off and I can relax. And then when you set your bedtime with your lofty, let's say I have my light on and I set my alarm to 9:30 to go to bed, it will start the gradual sunset at 9 p.m. And then your room goes dark and you've had that like calming red light. So that was really what was the difference for me. The hatch, I didn't see the red light feature. They may have added that since. But I also just I needed a cool lamp and I love the
It
way that it
looks so
looked.
cool. No, it really does.
It looks cool. Honestly, it's kind of a friggin' vibe,
It
and you
really
actually can
is.
do personalized light settings. So even if you want to just like make your room vibey, they have all these different gradients and different lights. And if you want to have a rainbow, if you want to have like a cool Bali sunset, I'm obsessed.
That's so cool. I think that sounds so fun. And I like how it's like you made it like an enjoyable experience. Like this is part of your morning slash night routine. And I think
Oftentimes, the wellness people on social media, it can seem like a little daunting, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? What would work for me? Are these people even being honest about what they're talking about? Because they could be gifted or paid, and we have no idea.
Of
And
course.
so, I think like that's definitely like a cool place to start. Because I also agree, like, when you wake up with an alarm, I feel like it definitely spikes your cortisol levels. Like, it stresses me out.
Totally.
And I think like that's like th I think about all the times like when I had school really early and I had to wake up at like 5, 6 a.m. and like I would put the loudest alarm because I didn't want to miss it. And then
Oh
I
my
feel like the whole
God.
day was like a shit show because I started my day off like that.
Totally. And for me, I mean, I searched for a lamp like this because I have always been a believer in waking up in a calm state. So I've really never had an alarm unless I had to wake up at like 5 in the morning. I've always been an early riser. So when it was just dark 24/7 and I was just so exhausted, I'm waking up late, I'm not feeling good, that's when I kind of sought it out. And I think anyone in wellness or nutrition or a personal trainer or anyone in health will tell you sleep is the number one thing. So if you're on a wellness journey, your first step is really regulating your sleep and getting on a consistent schedule and making sure you're getting that 6 to 8 hours every single night. And however you need to do that is how you need to do that.
I agree. And it's so important. And I think it's like one of the more underlooked things where people are like, oh, but I'd rather I have to be at work by 9, so I'm gonna wake up at 4 to go to the gym. But then I went to sleep at, 12, and I'm like, so you're getting 3 hours of sleep. I really could care less about you dragging your ass to the gym. I care more about you going to sleep and getting adequate sleep for so many different reasons. But very much so importantly is hormone regulation. It screws up all of your hormones when you're not getting enough rest slash sleep.
Exactly. And like that can lead to depression, anxiety. If you are going to the gym in the morning, you're going to have a harder time building muscle. Your eating is going to be off. It just totally fucks up your day, for lack of a better word.
100%.
And that's why it is so important.
For sure. So
So
we have the
let's move
lamp.
on. Sorry. So, first thing is a good sleep. The second thing I do in the morning is positive affirmations. Before I go on my phone, I just go on Spotify. My personal favorite, her name is Lavender. She has affirmations. I put in my headphones and I kind of just do just like a little bit of a meditation. And I think people often associate meditation with like full silence, like, no, it doesn't need to be like that. It's really sitting in silence with yourself and concentrating on the moment and being present. So I do try to listen to about 15 minutes of affirmations every single morning. And it's just whatever you need in that day. If you need self-confidence, if you need help focusing at work, if you just need a boost overall, if you're feeling low. And I think for me, I sought out affirmations when I was in a really low mental headspace and I felt very lost in my career. I felt very stuck and I felt like I didn't have options. And by listening to affirmations every single day, it's really actually, they're things that you know subconsciously already, but society has made you feel like you're in a box. But they make you realize, like, oh, actually, I have the power to do anything I want. I don't have to live in this box. I don't have to do what my parents tell me to do. I can just follow my own intuition and trust myself. And really, the number one thing is that it teaches you to take those negative thoughts and switch them to positive. So even during the day, if you're having like a little bit of a freak out or an anxious moment and you're spiraling, it helps you to pull yourself out of those moments, be present, and look at it for what it is and say, you know what? Everything is fine. And this has happened before, and everything was fine. So, that for me is a big thing. I think it's called like radical acceptance, changing your negative thoughts to positive thoughts. So, that's another big thing for me. AG1, one scoop in a swoon, it makes it taste better. Then I do a few drops of chlorophyll, the Saqqara detox drops. Honestly, you can live without them. I'm just using up the ones that I have. Then I do two vials of silica, and silica actually helps to produce collagen in the skin naturally.
Wait,
So it
what is,
actually
how do you
gives you this
drink
really,
this?
so it's just like a dropper.
Okay.
So actually the owner of Lumiel Skincare, which is like one of my diehard
Yeah.
skincare products, she recommended it to me, and I've really noticed a difference in, like, honestly, just the natural glow of my skin,
Really?
and the elasticity. And you just put it in water. It has no taste.
I love that.
So I just
I'm
kind of throw the
sold.
kitchen sink at it.
Yeah.
Then I do my Lemmy, the Kourtney Kardashian Lemmy, the sea moss drops. Again, I don't know if it's doing anything, but it tastes really good.
Okay.
I have a Visp. A Visp is a frothing water bottle. So literally it has a top, you charge it and it froths everything for you. It's the best thing I've ever got in my life because I froth so many of my drinks. And then, like, sometimes it, like, the sediment settles to the
Yeah.
bottom and you need to restir it. No, everybody needs a Visp. If you're gonna do the wellness girly life, you need a Visp.
Okay, I need a Visp.
And
Okay.
that's all my supplements in the morning. Oh, and the Lemmy Purr vaginal probiotics.
Do you think it's good?
I love those things. It honestly, they taste so good. I don't even care. They
And
taste
like,
so good. They're like,
do you do like the Lemmy sleep ones?
no, I'm so good at sleeping. I don't
Yeah.
need I don't need it.
Because I saw
Actually, if you do
someone.
have a
I saw
Oh,
someone
go
on
ahead.
TikTok say, like, I was like, oh, what could these like gummies do? So she like took two of them and it like made her completely go to sleep and she slept from like 7 p.m. till the next day. And I was like, that's
Oh,
kind
that
of
sounds
amazing.
lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have a recommendation. If you have a hard time sleeping, the Vena Lights Out CBD gummies. You will never have a better sleep in your whole life. I take them with me, like, if I'm going on vacation somewhere and I'm going to be jet lagged, just to, like, regulate me. Oh, you've never had a
Really?
better
So
sleep gummy in your life.
you'll send me the your links to this stuff and we'll put it in the show notes so people don't have to go searching.
Fabulous. I will list it all because I feel like I've
Please.
already done a lot and we've only just started.
I'm so excited. We need the lamp. I'll remember and I'm sure you remember too.
I'll give you all the tea.
Love it. Yeah, and definitely that like mixing
Oh my
thing.
God, the Visp. It's incredible. You need it. It's incredible.
Okay, so
And then
you
kind of
have this.
just, and then all just my regular stuff throughout the day, always drinking electrolytes. I hate Element. I don't know why they're so popular. They're so
Why do people?
salty.
I've never tried it, but that sounds disgusting.
No, they're 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Like, I already have, like, high cholesterol, high
No.
blood pressure. Like, I don't need that.
No, that's
So I
crazy.
use, oh, it's insane. I use the Ultima electrolytes. They
Does it
taste like
taste
Crystal Light, the
salty?
pink lemon. Oh,
Really?
no, it's juice. It's so good. And I didn't actually realize how much water we don't absorb until
This
I
is
started
true.
using electrolytes. I love drinking water. That's the only thing. If I'm not drinking water, I'm having like one coffee a day. It really makes you feel like your thirst is quenched. You feel more energetic. You just overall, you feel better. So that's a major recommendation as well. Walking for 20 to 30 minutes in the morning. I'll be honest, I don't always get out there in the winter time. It's not for me,
It's
but I
been
know,
like
like, when the sun is.
it's
Yeah.
been
And
not great
so
here.
for literally 20, 30 minutes, go for a walk. That's
Like the
literally more
vitamin
energy.
D is really important that you get from like the
Totally.
sunlight. So
100%.
yeah.
I really, and yeah, and just not wearing sunglasses when I go outside in the morning, really like getting it in
Getting
my
it
eyes,
in,
waking
yeah.
me up.
I think
But
that's so great.
I feel like that was a lot, but
No, it's fine. And so like for some people who are maybe on their like on a journey with healing their relationship with movement, like 20 to 30 minutes a day might sound like a lot. So even like 5 to 10 minutes a day is a great place to start, like slowly building up, you know. your tolerance, so
I'm
to
totally
speak.
with you. And I
I
feel like
love it.
I've always had this kind of toxic relationship with movement where it's like, if I'm not killing myself in
Yeah.
the gym, I'm not going at all. And I think through this whole wellness journey, it's like, even if I just do some stretching for 5 minutes, it's just to get up, wake up my body. And it's something that I can do for my body just to make me feel good. And really changing the mindset around movement for me has been such a game changer. Like, this is going to elevate your mood. It's going to make you feel more awake. And honestly, just like start your day on a positive note.
And I think we forget because like diet culture is so toxic and the disordered habits that were shoved down our throats like distorted our view of movement. Like movement should be joyful. Does it mean like while you're in the middle of a heavy ass squat that you're like, this is the best thing ever? No. But the feeling that you get when you like push that weight up and then after, like that's the joyous part, you know? And I think like some people get that confused when I talk about joyful movement. Doesn't mean that you're like enjoying every single second, but like you overly, like you're not dreading to do it, if that makes sense.
And that's the thing. Like, I love my ClassPass. I've had ClassPass now for, I think, a year. And it's because for me, I need to switch it up. If I'm doing the same workout all the time and I start to dread it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to
Interesting,
go to the
yeah.
class today. I don't want to do that. So for ClassPass, I'm able to actually just listen to my body. And if one day I feel like doing weights and the next day I feel like doing cycling, and then the next day I just want to go for a light walk, or I just want to lay in my bed and rot for 8 hours,
Yeah.
it gives me the flexibility to do that. And I love my ClassPass for that. And also, I've been trying to incorporate cycle syncing into my life a little bit more. I'm loose with it.
You mean
I think it's like when
like
I can. I
changing your movement type slash schedule around your period?
Totally. So it goes with your period cycle. And also, I think it's just good to track your cycle. I never tracked my cycle before. I didn't even know where I was in the month. And so with cycle syncing, it's like, in your menstrual phase, you're actually just probably not working out, or you're just going for a light walk or a light stretch. In your luteal phase, you can do like high running and cardio. So I kind of try to follow that as much as I can. And I've noticed that has made such a difference in the way that I feel about movement. It's like not really dreading it because I'm actually just like listening and going with the flow of what my body's capable of in that time.
Yeah. I think that's important. And like, I definitely noticed a difference when I'm lifting, when it's like right before my period. And I'm like, why is this shit so heavy? It was light last week. It was fine last week. And then now this week, it's not going well. And it's like, you know, I think. I mean, thankfully, I'm in a place where it doesn't impact like how I feel about my workout, but I definitely can remember a time when I didn't have a good relationship with movement, or if someone's listening to this and maybe they are struggling with their relationship with movement, that like it's understandable to feel like defeated in a way, you know, like, oh, I can't keep up or this or that. And I think recognizing like any type of movement is great and it like doesn't have to be perfect.
100%. And I think that was a big thing. Like, when I started cycle syncing, and I will recommend the app Lively. I just got it because I was always doing it. I would look at like Pinterest and stuff. So I have my Flow app that I love. And then I would just use something from Pinterest, a little infographic or whatever. But the Lively app breaks it down so easily for you. Like, th this would be great for you today. This is like where you are in your cycle. This would be great for you today. And I
Interesting.
really like that. And I totally agree. I would always kind of like beat myself up in the gym because I wasn't running as fast or I wasn't squatting as heavy. But now that I understand that women's bodies are so different and we go through so many ebbs and flows throughout the month, and I understand my body on this deeper level than I ever have, I feel so good about myself when I'm in the gym. I'm like, hell yeah, like I did that. And maybe it wasn't as good as last week, but guess what? It's good for today. And I'm treating my body with love and care and respect. And it's thanking me back for taking it easy.
I love that. And you know, it's tough. That type of mindset shift doesn't happen overnight. You know, and yeah, it's some
No.
days it's like easy to have that mindset, and then other days it's like, you know, harder. But just recognizing that regardless of how you're feeling, like you still deserve to like take care of your body in a way that makes you feel good. And just reminding ourselves that is always important.
And like, it's not about results, it's not about metrics, it's about waking up and feeling alive and being so happy that you can move and you have the ability to get up and walk and do these incredible things that so many people, so many of us take for granted every day.
150 million bajillion percent. And it's a very like the wellness world is a very like ableist population where we don't recognize that. You know, I have followers of mine who have different chronic diseases that make it very difficult for them to do that. And like the one day a week that they do feel good, it's like they want to take advantage of it. But it's like holding grace for yourself and recognizing that, like, hey, like how my body functions might not be how your body functions. And that's okay too. And, you know, from everything that you're saying, it definitely sounds like you've embraced more of like body neutrality. It's like being grateful for what your body does and taking care of that regardless of like how you feel about your body. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think that for me is super new. And I totally agree with you. One thing that I have consistently gone back to, I listen to all the podcasts, I listen to all the influencers, I do the things. It is an extremely toxic community. And if you don't know how to truly listen to your body and what it needs, you will get wrapped up and it can become a very toxic situation. I'm grateful that I have done my research and I have taken the time to find what works for me. But also in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, am I not doing enough? I'm not, you know, I'm not doing this many steps in the morning. I'm not able to have this and that. And it's the whole point is to de-stress. And I think that was a big aha moment for me, was like, this is actually really toxic. And a lot of these influencers that are, you know, super, super thin, they're the ones that are being glorified. But like, where are all the plus size wellness girlies? Like,
And
we love wellness too.
100%. And that's why, like, I've really curated my TikTok feed to, like, there's a lot of body size diversity on my feed because I was like, I think of like the olden days with like YouTube and like all the YouTubers, how like they would, you know, be doing like Louis Vuitton unboxings and going to like, you know, everyone's talking about like all the influencers going to Tarte, to Bora Bora.
Oh
And it's like,
God.
but I'm like, guys, first of all, this has been a thing. NARS used to send influencers and their spouses or their partners to, Bora Bora or the Maldives and this and that. And but the point that I'm making is that like we never saw plus size, larger bodied, fat creators showing even like luxury things. And like for
Totally.
me, you know, as I when I was younger, like I couldn't wear the clothes that everyone else was wearing, but like I could buy a pair of designer sunglasses or like a designer bag, and that would make me feel like I was like part of the crew, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
obviously I still like love stuff like that now, but I think, you know, and I would appreciate your take on this from the fashion perspective is like I felt like we were moving in a positive direction with like sizing and inclusivity. And like when I say inclusivity, I'm talking about like these companies doing the bare minimum, you know, and now I feel like it's just like gone out the door.
I totally agree with you. And I think all of the stats from the last fashion weeks are saying, you know, it's gone way down. We're going kind of back into the other direction. But this is really the first time that I'm seeing a lot of women speaking up and saying, you know what? This is not okay. And I do think we need to get to a place where it's like, if somebody wants to take a weight loss supplement,
That's on them.
or weight loss drug and that works for them, like that's okay.
That's their
If you don't
decision.
want to do that, that's okay. And I think we need to get to a place where it's like every woman is allowed to have agency over their body in whatever respect. I'm getting sick of the comments on everybody's Instagram, TikTok, Ozempic. Oh my God, like Ozempic body. It's like, can we just let
I'll
women
talk about it.
live
Yeah.
their truth and the way that they want to live their lives? And if you don't want to, that's totally fine. But there are women that mentally, like, this is what they think they want, and that's okay.
I don't blame them. Our world is not kind to people who live in larger size bodies. And, like, I have lived in many ways a privileged life for many reasons, obviously the color of my skin. But like I have health insurance. And if I go to a
Exactly.
doctor that isn't addressing what I need to be addressed, I have the ability to go to another doctor. Whereas there's people who can only see doctors within their coverage or whatever in network, where they live in places that don't have a lot of options. And so they're going to get fat shamed and everything at the doctor's office. But I think the point that I wanted to make, and you've spoken about this on social media, and I totally agree. Like, what every other person decides to do with their body has literally nothing to do with me. Now, if someone is my patient and they are struggling with an eating disorder or disordered eating, do I personally think that it's a good idea for them to take that medication just for intentional weight loss? No. But
Of
if I
course
have a
not.
patient who has type 2 diabetes and they've tried other medications and they're still struggling with getting their blood sugars under control, and their doctor's like, hey, let's try this medication, I'm going to be supportive of it. And it's not to say that I don't think
Course.
anyone should be taking it. I just think that the pro I have two problems. One is that these private compounding pharmacies are being sold on TikTok. Like, I don't know if you've
Oh
seen
my
it.
gosh, the ads, they're all over my TikTok, my Instagram.
Insane. There should be no medication for anything being shown on social media like that, where you have impressionable people. And it's like, it's no wonder everyone wants to take this medication because it's every other video that I see. And I always report it as being like inappropriate content. Obviously, they don't give a shit because I keep seeing it. But I think that it's a huge issue in the sense that it's being sold to people like it's a cure for everything, and it's just not. Like, there's no long-term
Well,
studies. In 20 years, if you come to me and you show me data that shows that this is a sustainable, healthy, long-term medication, because if you go on this medication, you have to stay on it forever. That's the bottom line. Anyone who says otherwise, you might be in the 0.01% that maybe has developed an eating disorder from taking this medication because you're used to not eating at all. So when you get off of it, your mind is just like used to not eating. But I think the companies from private compounding pharmacies, right? Because they're you can't get it through insurance if you're just taking it for like weight loss. Most insurance companies will not cover it. So now you have these compound pharmacies. Who knows what's in this medication? Like, there's no one
Well, also,
regulating
it
it.
should be monitored. It should be
Yes.
monitored by a doctor, and you should be getting your blood work because there are obviously side
A
effects that I
hundred
think we've
percent.
seen, like thyroid, kidneys. So, you really need to know that you're the right candidate. So, that's kind of the
Exactly.
first thing. So,
Yeah.
I know we
And
kind
then
of divulge. So, what do I think about what's going on in Fashion Week? One, everybody has agency over their own body. So that's kind of
100
my first
percent.
point. But two, yeah, I'm noticing that a lot more brands are adding sizes, but a lot more brands are not showing that off. So I have noticed a lot more brands that are adding extended sizing. I recently did a shoot for like a Dior lookbook. So I know like Dior is actually trying to, accommodate somebody who's a size 16, which I think is the bare fucking minimum.
Yeah,
But
that's
things are
something.
changing in the luxury fashion world, and I think we'll continue to see that slowly. But I don't think that you're gonna see plus size models in Vogue modeling Dior. And I think that's really obviously going to be an issue for a long time until things
Yes.
change. And I don't know how we change that, but I do commend a lot of the women that are on here speaking and saying, I know you feel pressure. I feel pressure, and it's really hard,
Yeah.
but it's okay to be who you are and love yourself the
Exactly.
way that you are.
And I think that this is a point that the vast majority of people don't get in this space, is that that is exactly what the body positivity movement is that you have agency over your own body, that you can make whatever decision you want. It has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with anything else. That's literally that, like, all bodies, all humans in all shapes and sizes deserve to be treated with respect. That's it.
And I do see a lot of like women against women on social
Yeah.
media. And it makes me sad, of course. I think we see, the fat acceptance movement being angry at creators that have lost weight. And then we kind of see these thinner women that are like trying to, my biggest pet peeve is a thin woman on Instagram being like, this is what I look like posed, and this is what I look like unposed. And
I
it's
can't
like,
even like roll my eyes high enough.
I can't
Yeah.
relate to that. You're a size six
Yeah.
and you're twisting your body so much that you have one single role. Like,
Yeah.
that to me is not aspirational.
Correct.
But maybe it is to somebody else. I've never been in that position, and it's like, it's also not my fucking place to bash somebody about that because I
No.
don't know what it's like.
I think that the bigger issue about that is that those are the people who get shown on social media. Fat women of
Agreed. And
color
you've talked
are
about this.
constantly shadow banned. Their posts are in a bathing suit where nothing's showing, are being taken down for nudity and indecent exposure and all this stuff. But then you see, like you said, some other girl with her ass hang out, which good for her. Like, that's amazing. You should wear whatever you want. You should be able to post whatever you want. But like, that's not necessarily helping uplift the most marginalized of people. And I think that's the problem. And just one other point that you're saying, like, which I understand there's a lot of people who are unhappy with these like influencers for engaging in intentional weight loss and taking this medication. And I think the problem stemmed from the fact that they made their following from probably plus size women or girls or whatever. And so now they were doing collabs with different companies and promoting this and that. And then now it's like they're not going to be part of that anymore. And it's like, so you gained like 1 million followers from doing one thing. And that's like the problem of like influencers in this type of context, like talking about health in the first place. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
I talk about certain things about myself, but in my own personal fluctuations of weight or whatever, I never talk about it because my body is not relevant to like the work that I do. You know what I mean? And
Totally.
I think that is the problem. Now, do I think that people should go on social media and bash these women? No, of course not. That's not, I think people should be able to do whatever they want. But I think that's why people need to be careful where they're getting their information from and who they're following. And,
Totally. And
you know.
I think for me, like, I've even tried to make my content so much less about my body and just like, you know what? I'm a curvy girl. This is what I found. This is what it
Yeah.
is. And I actually have started to kind of step away from the body talk because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And I do feel like it creates a hostile environment for other people that are making decisions within their own bodies. And I have actually spoken about that on my TikTok where it's like, you don't need to comment. When somebody like
100%. I know.
Ashley Graham, she had two kids. She's obviously like snapped back, whatever, but she works out hard. Like, I see that girl. She
She
is
lifts
working her
heavy.
ass off. She lives
And
heavy. She's in the gym.
she has a lot of money. She has personal trainers. She probably has a private chef. Good. Whatever she does is good for her. You can't, and like I always say, Bodies are meant to change. Like, we are not meant to be stagnant. And if you are doing so much to control the size of your body, I would argue like that's not a healthy way of living. But yeah, I mean, you know, Ashley Graham was like the first, like whenever she was a size 16, she was the first person I've ever seen out in the world like that. And it was like life-changing, but it doesn't mean that I think less of her because now she's in a different body. She's
No,
still
she's
freaking
like a four, a
stunning.
12, 14, and she's curvy, and like she had two kids, actually
Yeah,
three kids. She
three.
had
She had
twins, didn't
twins
she?
and yeah.
It's like we actually forget what her body looked like before. She doesn't look that different from like the old Ashley Graham. She just lost some weight that she gained during her pregnancies, and that makes her feel good.
Breastfeeding
And I
those two
just,
kids.
oh, sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds so hard.
No, it does.
Breastfeeding sounds like the hardest thing in the
I
world.
think that's like the hardest part, to be honest. Like, not from my own experience, but like with my patients that who were breastfeeding, it's like very time consuming. It's very demanding on the body because you have to
It's like,
like your body needs to take in enough nutrients for yourself. And then also on top of that, to nourish a child, a baby, which is crazy.
I see so many TikToks of like women, they breastfeed and then they like make themselves the best snack ever. I'm like, that I can look forward to.
Yeah, well, it is averaged that just breastfeeding for one day, you burn about 800 calories.
So you have to make that up.
You have to, if you don't take in enough, what's going to happen is your body is going to decrease your milk supply because it's always going to try to maintain the appropriate quality of the milk, right? And what
Right.
ends up happening is if you're not taking in enough, it's going to start leaching from your bones and your stores in your body, and it's going to like cause you to like have hair loss and mess up your skin and everything. And a lot of people don't recognize that. So when you see women post pregnancy, postpartum, and they're like, I'm on this diet and I'm doing this 75 workouts a minute and this and that, I'm like, you're putting your body through so much stress, you're screwing up your metabolism and you're not going to be able to produce. So that's when people are like, oh, I can't make enough milk because you're not eating enough. Like, it's very
And your
simple.
hormones. Your hormones. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. I just learned so much. My jaw's literally dropped. You can't see me, but my jaw's literally dropped. I just learned so much.
There was another person that I wanted to mention that, okay, there's a curvy creator. Her name is Bonnie. I don't know if you know who she is. Bonnie Warwick or something. She's like so stunning and she started making like fashion content and she blew up and she was like size 16, 18 or something. And all of a sudden she decided that she wanted to start running. So she like trained herself, like she did like couch to 5K or whatever it's called.
Okay.
And so now she's like running. And as expected, without changing anything in your diet, if you are moving your body consistently, you are likely going to lose weight, right? In that case, that is what I call not intentional weight loss. And it's completely fine and normal. Like in the intuitive eating space and the health at every size space, that is completely fine for that to happen. And now she's a 12, 14, and people were like being up her ass, like, but you aren't even a 16 anymore. She goes, listen, when I need to change my size, I'm gonna change my size, but like I'm just telling you what I'm wearing now. And it's like, I don't know her, she's not my patient, but like just from the content that she's made, she hasn't like changed anything with her diet. It's just that she started to run every single day to do like half marathons or whatever it is. I don't even know what those
But you
things are
also need
called.
to eat. You need to eat a ton to be running
100%.
like that.
Exactly. So she showed like, so she would show during her running or how she wasn't feeling it, how she would walk half, whatever, whatever. But she started to engage in a lot of movement. And it doesn't seem to come from a place of like a disordered mindset. And so it
That's
is
so
very
weird.
understandable that she has lost some weight. And that's why I always like to differentiate the difference between intentional weight loss and weight loss. They're two separate things. Now, you can lose weight from being sick. You can lose weight from being stressed. You could lose weight from medications, like not like the Ozempic, but just like other medications. And so it's like it's acceptable that people's bodies change. Now, do I need an influencer who decides that she wants to engage in intentional weight loss to announce it to the world and then show her 200 calorie breakfast that she's making? No, I don't need to know that. You know what I mean? Like, just do what you want to do, but like, you have to be careful with like how you're promoting it. So I think that's like the problem that I have with some of the other influencers. Like we were saying, like, if you want to go on this medication, you do you. That's up to you and whatever doctor is prescribing this. But like, you don't need to like, this is what I eat in a day on a GLP-1 medication. And they're eating
Totally.
like cottage cheese, turkey roll-ups, and like one of those mug cakes that you make with protein powder. Like, does that sound like an adequate amount of food for you to sustain and maintain muscle mass?
Well, now I
I'm
kind of
gonna argue
want some
no.
cake.
I'm
Now I
like
want a piece of
obsessed
cake.
with like those oatmeal like cakes that you can make in the microwave. You like blend it up.
Okay, you need to send me that
Yeah,
recipe.
I'll send it to you. I'm like obsessed. I've like saved like 1,000 of them. It's like you blend like half a cup of oats with a little bit of baking powder, cinnamon, like all this stuff. Then you put chocolate chips in it, maybe an egg, and then you like microwave it for 2 minutes and it makes like a cake.
Oh,
It
such a
looks
quick
so
little
good.
brekkie. I had the
Yeah, and you could
best
do it
red
for
velvet
breakfast too.
cake.
If you add protein powder, I would argue that's like a great meal. Yeah, so now that we got on those topics, which I think it's important to talk about, and I always like to hear other people's perspectives, you know what I mean? Because like you're in this space, you're a human, you're a curvy girl, so you have your feelings and your opinions. But I would love to talk a little bit about how you are like trying all these workout classes, which like here you are doing the Lord's work. Like,
Honestly, again, I'm a big ClassPass girl. I
yeah.
love my ClassPass. And so ClassPass has allowed me to try some things that I was nervous to try, that I would have felt uncomfortable to almost like pay for traditionally.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm paying for ClassPass, obviously, but I'm not seeing that I'm spending $30 on like a Pvolv class. So
Yeah.
there have definitely been some classes that I was nervous to try. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start this little series showing a curvy girl going into a weight loss or let me try that again. I don't know why I said that. So I started this series called Fat Friend Tries Hard Workouts, So You Have To. And it really is just to help encourage curvier women of any size to go and try a workout class that they may have been nervous to try. And I think there is a lot of fear
Yeah.
around things like Rumble or like a weightlifting class. I think for me, at least, it's primarily because there's a lot of men present. There is something about, and I think many women that have grown up in a larger body growing up have trauma around men and maybe bullying. Like for me, it's really hard for me to walk into a male-dominated space and feel comfortable because of how I grew up in my childhood and the way that that had affected me. But by forcing myself to try new things, I'm not only becoming stronger physically, but I'm becoming stronger mentally, and I've learned so much. Number one being, nobody gives a shit about you. Literally,
Yeah.
no one cares. No one's looking at you. Everyone is staring at themselves.
Yep.
And that has been so freeing for me. And I've also enjoyed things that I like really never thought that I would have enjoyed. I love my Rumble classes. So Rumble is like a boxing workout. It's half boxing, half weightlifting. It's in basically pitch black. So you can
Really?
just be you and look ugly and nobody's gonna see you.
That actually sounds amazing.
It's so cathartic to punch something for 20 minutes. Like, yes, it is hard, but it's like you can modify anything to your fitness level. And that's the other thing. The second thing that I learned doing this is that you don't need to keep up with anybody. You just do your personal best. And I
Exactly.
think like It's again that cycle sinking. Like some days you're going to be super strong and you're going to be able to do the whole thing. And then the week before your period, you're going to be able to do half of what you did the week
Yeah.
before, and that's okay. So listening to my body, modifying when I need it, nobody's looking at me, nobody cares. So one thing that I love is Rumble. That is my boxing class. I love PEVOLVE. That was a
Is that
class
the
I was really
weightlifting
nervous
class?
for. So PEVOLVE is almost like a weighted Pilates. So Jennifer
Okay.
Aniston is their brand ambassador. It's very low intensity. It's slow. It's small movements with like bands. So like a little band, maybe like a, you know, 5 pound band, a 3 pound ankle weight. And it's slow, small, intentional movements. And I love it so much. So like if you're a Pilates girl, you're gonna love PEVOLVE. And I do think that adding a little bit of weight to it, like I like weightlifting. That for me, that brings me joy. I enjoyed incorporating more of like the lifting portion. Pilates, I do like it, but like I can get bored. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I'm just not in the mood. It's too slow. So PEVOLVE's been like kind of a really nice mix between the two. I do a weightlifting class twice a week that I love. And I hate cardio. The only cardio I like is going for a walk. I find
This
walking to
is
be the
great.
most mentally freeing. It just brings me so much joy to go for a slow walk. Like it's fun. I listen to my podcasts. I'm moving. I'm in the sun. But then when I go to my session class, there's no cardio. It's just lifting. But when I go to the gym, like I just don't always know what to do. So it's intentionally going in, being like, you know what? Someone's there to guide me, to help me correct my
Yeah.
form. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it's just a fun class, community building. They have like community events and stuff. So I've made some friends as well. But I
That's so
mean,
fun.
movement can be scary. And if you're new to it, being, I think like, going in public and trying a class can be really scary. So it's
Yeah.
nice to have someone to show you, you know what? It's all in your head. No one cares. You're doing your best, and that's great, and it's enough.
Exactly. I think that's so important. And it's like definitely true that no one is, I mean, you hear of these like horror stories of like larger girls in the gym and like, you know, whatever, you're always going to get those idiots and you see them on social media. But I think for the vast majority of places, like you said, you know, no one cares what you're doing. Like it's just you. And I think
And that's actually
that's
what I like. Sorry, I cut you
no, you're
off.
good.
That's what I like about a class rather than the gym, is because I do actually find it to be more inclusive than a gym environment. So if you are starting out and you're nervous to go to the gym and you're not feeling like you want, again, to be in a male-dominated space, I know in New York there's not a lot of women's only gyms, which I would love to open a women's only gym.
Yeah,
That's like my dream.
what was that women's gym that like from like the 2000s and the 90s that my mom used
Cecile
to? Yeah.
Roberts. think there is one in the city, but I don't know.
Oh
But
my
for me,
God.
like, I don't do well in a male-dominated space. A lot of these classes are female spaces, and that makes me feel good. And I do think that women are more accepting, more inviting, that we're more nurturing of all body types. I mean, we live in New York City, it's very liberal, and I do feel
Yeah.
like we live in a place where there is so much diversity that you're going to walk into a class and feel welcome and feel good.
I feel like definitely like the environment that like where you live is different than where I live on Long Island. Because like I'm not a class girly, and I the last class I took was like a yoga class for one of my friends through Instagram, and she did like random like pop-up near me, and that was fine. But like before that, it was like pre-pandemic, and I tried a pure bar class, and I honestly felt so uncomfortable. And I was like, this is
That's good
so
to know.
annoying. Yeah.
But
And
Pure Barre, what I don't like about it is that you're in such a small room. The
you
lights are
are.
all on. Like the vibe is
It's
off
not
in
a good
there.
vibe. No, it's not.
I don't enjoy the vibe.
And I remember the girl was like, who taught the class? Like, she was nice and everything. They offered no modifications. So I like kind of figured out on my own. But she was like, you don't have to use weights. You could just use your body weight, or you could use a 2 pound weight. And I was like, why are you assuming? I didn't say it. I said it in my head. I was like, why the F are you assuming? Like, I lift weights regularly. Like, 2 pounds for my arms is like nothing, you know?
But
And
also, don't come up to me and say
a
that. Say it
hundred
to the
percent.
class.
Exactly. I mean, again, it's not surprising to me. But again, like, I think like you might have a better experience where you like where you live in the city compared to out here, because here it's still, you know,
I
and
agree.
white women everywhere.
Real Housewives of Long Island,
Yeah,
baby.
running the show. But and it's so funny because I actually prefer when I'm in the gym, I'm usually like the only girl there. And it depends on the context. But like I find that most guys who are like into lifting and into themselves, they don't bother anyone. Now, of course, again, you're gonna get like the random asshole. But also I think because my sister was a trainer and I trained with her for many years, like I know what I'm doing, so I don't feel like,
Yeah.
you know, so if I didn't know what I was doing, I would also feel very intimidated 100%.
But also, like, you can do stuff at home.
A
There's
hundred
so many good
percent.
classes at home that
Yeah.
literally my favorite thing are those just YouTube, like, 30-minute, like, hit class. You just do it for 30 minutes and you're at home and you can feel good. So I think there's like a
Exactly.
lot of different
A
options for
hundred
different
percent. Yeah.
people. I'm not going to get into my rant around male dominated spaces. Like that could go on for hours, but I've never been you're comfortable with. You can find something for you.
I love that.
And that's kind of the beauty of movement is you just do what works for you.
Some people like love Zumba, and literally Zumba is like, I'd rather like get a pap smear than do
I can't keep up. I don't have the hand-eye
Oh my
coordination. I can't keep
God.
up.
It's
And that's why I
amazing for
recommend
people
class
that
pass
love
to
it.
everyone.
I
I
think that's
recommend
such a
class pass
good.
to everyone because you could just switch it up and you can find what works for you. And like,
Yeah.
if you try a class and you're like, that was fucking terrible, like, then it's over.
Never have to go back. And you don't even have to tell the people I'm not coming back because you went in through ClassPass.
And they don't bother you. They don't come after you for a membership. They know your class pass. Like, they don't care.
That's amazing. I love that tip. Do you have any
So,
other
makes some
tips
sense.
for,
Wellness, life, feeling
yeah,
good.
like just closing out for the listeners?
My electrolytes, my affirmations. I think like electrolytes, affirmations, and good sleep are like your top three things. I have been talking a lot on my Instagram about mouth tape. It's not for everyone, but I do enjoy it. I do get very deep, beautiful sleeps, and I do feel like my jaw is looking a little bit more Snatch City. And just like doing things for yourself every single day that make you feel really good. For me, skincare is it makes me feel amazing to just sit and take 20, 30 minutes by myself to just nourish myself in a way that is just totally luxurious and immersive and meditative. I know you and I have both talked about this a lot. My current body red light mask.
So
I
good.
love my red light mask. And it's one of those things that, as someone that, I've been doing Botox since I was 22, it is something that you can do at home that is an investment initially. I'm not going to act like it's cheap, but it's something that you're going to have for years and years. It's going to prolong the youthfulness of your skin, the plumpness of your skin, help with the tone, the texture, the tone and the texture. And it's 10 minutes a day and it's like the easiest thing. So I love my red light mask and I do recommend that to everyone. And I will send the link to my favorite one.
Yeah, we'll link it
A
in the
lot of
show
people
notes.
ask me. Yeah, a lot of people ask me between the shield and the flexible mask. I like the flexible mask only because then you can use it on your chest and your
And
hands
I
and
use
your
it on my
neck.
hands too.
Yeah. With the shield, you're just kind of limited to
Yeah.
just the face. So you get a
If
little
I
bit
was
more
like,
wear and tear.
yeah, if I was like rolling in dough, I'd probably have both just for fun, but you know.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
They do have like the neck and chest one, but if you get the flexible one, like you can just use the face
I
for
learned it from
everything.
you. Like I think it's the greatest thing, and I really think that it has made a huge difference. Like, and I was doing like all the things as well. So it wasn't like I started off with like really bad skin. Many years ago, when I was like a child, I had very bad cystic acne and I was on Accutane. And ever since then, I think I just like took my skincare very seriously. And you know, everyone's always like made fun of me when we were younger, and no one's laughing at me now. So that makes me
Fuck
happy. But
y'all.
yeah.
Get a red light mask.
But I do agree. I think that, and I think that it's like the romanticizing of doing basic things. Like, it doesn't even have to be like the most expensive skincare. Like, just, you know, La Roche-Posay is a great brand that's like affordable. You know, it
I don't
depends on
go
like.
crazy like price wise. I've found things within my price range that work. So I think that's a myth. And as somebody who worked for a big beauty
You
corporation,
know,
whatever they're putting in the luxury stuff, they're putting in the L'Oreal
it's
Paris in
just
the
like more
drugstore. I
expensive
promise you.
packaging, probably. And
Or
like
like
us
higher
morons will pay for it.
concentration.
And us, by I mean me.
Sometimes it just looks prettier.
I will say the
And then, go ahead.
Augustinus Bader Rich Cream is the best face cream I've ever tried. It's amazing. And I
Oh,
hate
I'm
that
gonna
it's
buy it.
amazing. It's
I'm gonna buy it.
better than La Mer. And I was like a La Mer stan for my whole, because I like read about it in Gossip Girl when I was like 14. Yeah.
This is
It's
like the
better than La
one thing I
Mer.
will splurge on. Okay.
It's better than La
If you
Mer.
say that, I will get it.
I can't explain it, but it like La Mer is phenomenal. And again, like if I had all the money in the world, would I just be buying giant tubs of everything? Yeah, for sure. I'd be buying the $1,000 tub, you know. But
Of course.
again, you know, it's in this economy.
We'll get there. We'll get
But
there.
the Augustinus, however you say it, Bader, I have a Blue Mercury. I have a few Blue Mercuries near where I live. And I like saw this brand all the time. So like when they had one of their 20% off sales, I bought like the rich cream. And it's just really good. And there's another M161 or M61. It's like a brand that they sell at Blue Mercury. They just came out with a face cream, and that one is really good too. And I use both of them. And that one's like $80, so it's not like significant.
Okay, well, it has 5 stars, so I'm gonna go ahead and get that next.
So good. You could get the 1 ounce one. It's like a smaller thing just to try it.
Okay, I'll try it. I mean, I trust you. I'll just buy the
You see this glow? I don't
But
have
you were
anything on my
saying
face.
you look amazing. You look
Thank you.
amazing.
Thank you so
We're about to get
much.
a spray tan. We're about to get a spray tan, so I'm naked. But you were just saying it's important to romanticize your
Yes.
life. And that is like the number one advice is like take these moments. Everything I think I've said, everything that you say, it's like these are suggestions and you need to
Yes.
do what works for you personally. But anything that you're doing in your life, romanticize it. Make sure that it nourishes your soul. Make sure that it keeps your stress level low. Those for me are the most important
Yeah.
things. If it becomes overwhelming and it becomes not fun, you're doing it wrong.
I agree. I think that's part of the relaxation part of it is like enjoying what you're doing. The same thing with working out. If you hate what you're doing, it's not going to be beneficial. I don't care what, you know, clinical benefits you're getting from it. It's going to just create more stress, and you want to be as like nice and even and not stress about anything more than
And I
what things that
promise
we can't
you,
control.
if you're dreading your workout, if you're not enjoying your workout, then like you're not getting the true benefits.
Yeah.
You're just not. Your body's not going to respond in a positive way. and you're just gonna burn out and you're gonna fall off the wagon. So just listen to
Exactly.
what your body's telling you.
I agree. That's perfect. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We will have all your social media handles linked in the show notes on the assorted items that have been mentioned. Because I think it's like really fun to try new things. So
I agree. I will link
people,
everything. If
let's
you go to
try
my
some stuff.
Instagram, I often link all of my silly little stuff. And I feel like my holiday gift guide that I still have linked has so many good little nuggets in there.
I definitely want to get that like thing that makes your collagen in your face
Oh
from
my
the
God. And it's easy.
I need to get that. Okay.
I'll get
Thank
the
you
right brand and
again.
everything.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love
Thank
you
you for
too.
having
Thank you
me.
guys for listening. I will see you guys in the next episode and have a great day. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and thank you so much to JoJo for coming back on as an amazing guest. It was such a fun episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you haven't already given the podcast a 5-star review, please consider doing so. I really appreciate it. I will see you guys in next week's episode, and have a great day.